In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is one of my favorite readings from the Old Testament, our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which speaks about, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all people a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. And on this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The mountain of the Lord of hosts is Mount Zion in Jerusalem. It is the mountain on which the temples were built. Why do I say temples? Because there were three of them. There was the first temple built by Solomon. It was destroyed by the Babylonians. And then when the Jews returned from exile, they built the second temple. And then the second temple was very small and wasn't very good looking. So King Herod, who was quite wealthy, he rebuilt it, the third temple, and it was one of the wonders of the ancient world. It was evidently quite something to see, and it was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70. And if you go to Jerusalem now, I wouldn't suggest going to the Temple Mount because it's a real bone of contention between the Jews and the Muslims. There's a mosque, several mosques on it now, and the Jews, if they ever want to rebuild the temple, would have to tear down those mosques, and then we'd have World War III. So it would be very interesting. And that's interesting with quotes around it. Not good interesting at all. But is that really what the prophecy is talking about? Is it talking about a physical place on earth? No, it's talking about God's dwelling, because the temple is God's dwelling place on earth. What is God's dwelling place on earth now? It's our Holy Mother, the Church. And it is in the Church that this prophecy begins to be fulfilled. And of course, like all of the messianic prophecies, it will not be finally fulfilled until the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. On the mountain of the Lord of hosts, which is the Church, he will provide for all peoples, because the peoples of the New Covenant, we are open to all nations. In fact, we're not just open to them, we were instructed by the Lord to go and preach the gospel to all of the nations. And there we have a rich feast, which is not earthly food, but spiritual food. Within the Church, God feeds us upon himself, most especially in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And it is through the Mass that the veil which veils all people, which is sin, is destroyed. Through baptism, through confession, and through the Holy Eucharist, our eyes are opened so that we may be attentive to the presence of God in a partial and shadowy and fragmentary way now, but at the end of time, or at the end of our lives, we will see God face to face. And so this is a wonderful, joyful prophecy of our Lord's love for us and of our salvation. And that's why we can echo the words from the end of our little pericope here. Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest upon his mountain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.